Right now, we have a Middle East news update with longtime journalist David Dolan. He served for over 35 years in Israel. He has been at the key region of the world to understand how current events are setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And it's always a joy to have David along. David, I mentioned Passover is a very important time for the Jewish people, but following that is unleavened bread. That's a seven-day Jewish feast. And when you go to Israel, having lived there for as many years as you have, and we didn't quite live that many years, only 23 for us, but indeed, when you come into the Jewish holiday seasons, there's high security and there's lots of people coming to celebrate these Jewish feast days. Is that not the case, buddy?
It always is the case, Jimmy, and no different this year. In fact, this year there's maybe even a little bit higher level of security because we've had Hamas in recent weeks openly saying that a new Palestinian uprising is on the way and that it should spread to Judea and Samaria. It will start in Gaza, declaring things like that. We have high tension with the peace talks not going very well, to say the least. And, of course, we have all this trouble right around Israel and Syria and all the refugees flooding into Lebanon and Jordan. All those things are adding pressure along the borders. So, as usual, it is high security, but this year may be higher level of alert along the borders than normal. Normally, they are focused on Jerusalem, Bethlehem, and the pilgrims coming in for the holidays. Both Passover and, of course, Easter will be during this period, and not this weekend, but next weekend. And so they always focus on that. But this year, the Golan border, the Sinai border, and other borders are also very much a focus of alert, as we have all this trouble right around Israel's borders.
Yes, indeed. And they have to be on high alert. And the security system in Israel is, at this point in time, on very high alert, watching what is unfolding. You mentioned the peace talks not going too well. In fact, it looks like they're basically dead. They're dead in the water, that is for sure. And it's so interesting to me how John Kerry returns to the United States, makes a speech, and says Israel is the blame. Now, this did not go over well with Prime Minister Netanyahu, his government, and most Israelis. I mean, what's going wrong with Kerry? He fails, and it's not his fault. It's Israel's? I don't know.
Well, Jimmy, again, there's a lot of speculation inside of Israel that all along this has been a veiled attempt by the Obama administration to get rid of Bibi Netanyahu, to cause his government to collapse. That's what happened when the peace talks failed in 1999, when Netanyahu was serving his first term as prime minister. His coalition fell apart over intense pressure coming from Washington, at that time, of course, the Clinton administration, for Israel to make more concessions than he knew he could make. Same thing happening now, and we just had on Friday, Jimmy, one of the key government ministers, Naftali Bennett, who heads the conservative and a party supported by many of the settlers, a Jewish Home Party, a Beit Yehudi in Hebrew, he said he will leave the coalition if there's any more prisoner releases, Palestinian prisoner releases, or any more concessions made to the Palestinians. He was willing to, he said, you know, bite his tongue, swallow hard over these last 10 months, and allow these three releases that have taken place to go forward and these other concessions Israel made. But the bottom line was only if there was real progress from the Palestinian side. Well, now we have Mahmoud Abbas, the PA leader, saying that he is going ahead with these applications to 15 international bodies, most of them UN organizations. And we had Ban Ki-moon, the head of the UN, announce on Friday that the UN will admit the Palestinians as the, quote, state of Palestine into these UN organizations this May. So he's not backing down, meaning that the Israeli side is hardening up, and especially members of the coalition that are on the right. So it looks to me like the Obama administration is interfering here and trying to cause the collapse of the Netanyahu government. I don't think it's going to happen this time because Netanyahu learned a few things the last time around in 99, and I think he has also concluded there's no peace process going forward here. The Palestinians are not serious. Even Tzipi Livni, his chief negotiator, has essentially said the same thing, she being of the center-left Kadima Party. So he's, you know, playing a role, it almost seems here, blaming Israel when clearly Israel has made some serious concessions. I mean, good grief, they've let out over 70 hardened terrorists, some of whom carried out some fairly major attacks. They did that to get these talks going, and they've had nothing in response, they feel, from the Palestinians, and nothing that I can point to as well.
You know, I can't understand why the Obama administration would like to bring Netanyahu down. Do you have any insight in that at all?
Well, as with Clinton, you know, Bill Clinton is a Democrat, Obama's a Democrat, some would say Obama's a socialist. Netanyahu is a conservative. He would be in the Republican Party if he were here in America, let's put it that way. His values are very conservative politically and personally and religiously, and the members of his coalition are the same, meaning they hold a greater love for Jerusalem. I don't want to use the word love, but they hold a greater religious regard for Jerusalem, let's say, than maybe a more liberal politician in Israel would, than Ehud Barak, for instance, who was part of the peace process earlier, and Yitzhak Rabin and Shimon Peres, men that are pretty secular and socialist, left-wing. So there's that disassociation between them to begin with. They're on different ends of the political spectrum, and they just feel that the only way they're going to, it seems anyway, that they feel the only way they're ever going to get a peace deal done is to get, again, a very liberal Israeli government in place. But the problem is that the Israeli public has changed in the meantime. They also, the polls show, do not believe the Palestinians are serious about peace, so they're not going to push Netanyahu to make a peace deal now that it's going to fall apart like the Oslo Accords fell apart and led to a river of blood in the second uprising. So Netanyahu's going to stay around this time, and I think it's a futile effort. If Kerry was, if that wasn't the motive and that he's really serious and he thought he could get peace done at this time, as you and I have said before, then he's just deluded.
Yes, absolutely. He's been drinking something for sure. You mentioned Hamas just a moment ago. They are calling on Mahmoud Abbas, who is the president of the Palestinian Authority, since the peace talks have failed. Let's go back to the armed struggle and let's destroy the Jewish state of Israel. Is that a viable possibility, you think?
Well, it's viable if they have the help of Iran and Hezbollah and others that have rocket capability beyond theirs, but even Hamas's capability is getting pretty frightening, Jimmy. It's now we know they have rockets. They can hit Haifa from the Gaza Strip. They can hit Tel Aviv and Jerusalem for sure, Ashdod, Ashkelon, and Beersheba. Well, those are Israel's seven largest cities. So that's they pose a serious threat in and of themselves. But if you couple them with their allies in Iran and Syria and Hezbollah, then, of course, you have a real existential threat to Israel. They could destroy the Jewish state in cooperation with those others. So them making these calls is not welcome, obviously, in Israel. The Palestinian Authority hasn't said they're going to heed them, but they're talking in a way that if this whole thing falls apart completely, they might look the other way, which is what Arafat did in the year 2000. He maybe didn't instigate the second uprising, but he certainly didn't prevent it. He knew it was coming and didn't stop it. And that may be what Abbas ends up doing, because it's popular in the Palestinian street amongst many, many Palestinians. They want to go back to the road of violence, but there's many that don't as well, so we'll have to see what happens there.
One final question. Give me about 10 seconds. What about Israel's new satellite that can gather intelligence from almost every place in the world?
And, Jimmy, they made clear it's mainly aimed at Iran. They're going to be watching every move Iran does. Very sophisticated satellite. It gives them another leg up in this struggle with this much larger country of Iran.
David Dolan with our Middle East News Update. We go to him so we can understand all the political events happening there in that region of the world. Thus, we can have a better understanding of how God's prophetic scenario is going to unfold, and seemingly very soon now, as foretold in Bible prophecy. David, thank you so much, my good friend. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
And you, Jimmy, too. God bless.